I've been excited to get feedback from people. They've heard us on the radio. They're asking questions about the J-Corps program and what it's about. What is our report going to be about? Hafsa, I think you had some discussion at school too, right?
Someone at my school had asked if it was me on the radio. Then I was explaining about what we're doing and like how it came about. I was talking about the grant, and one of my teachers asked me, "Oh, is the grant going to be affected by the decrease in funding for like diversity and equity?" I assumed not, that it was already done, transferred. I wasn't really sure about that, and that was just an interesting idea that I didn't really think about with the current things going on. I've also heard a lot of good things from like friends of mine and stuff saying that they really are excited to see what we make and do with everything.
Priyanka and I got to chat. It was nice to get an idea of where we can get feedback, what kind of expertise she brings to the table, so that we can expect to get that kind of feedback and that kind of training to do this work. It's still a little bit intimidating for us. We're still learning the ropes. To go back to what Hafsa said, when she brought up the thing about DEI, it was interesting because in my head, I remember when we had the meeting with the folks up in Chicago, and they had mentioned that the funding was fully done and it's already in the bank. And I didn't understand why that was such an issue. And then I realized for a lot of people, they have to plan ahead for these things and who are organizing it. This change in what's happening at the federal government level impacts a lot of things. Lately in our community as well, it's come up, like people have been talking about it. We have a lot of state employees, and maybe some of them overlap with federal employees as well. They talked about those emails that they got. It's something that even comes up within the community outside of relating to federal government. How do we represent different groups within the community? Among Muslims, I think there's 80 different ethnicities or nationalities represented. There's got to be at least 20 to 30 different community groups, ethnicity-wise. Then we also have incoming new members who are not from traditional Muslim cultures. It's interesting to explore that aspect of the community too, and make sure that their voice is reflected in our reporting as well.
Priyanka.
Both ladies are doing a fantastic job. I got training in journalism school, and I'm so happy that people are listening. We see the impact of citizen journalism. We see the impact of local journalism. You get people to listen, and then you build, build, build on it. We did get to chat, and I can't wait to meet in person. It's a matter of telling these stories in a very effective way that will resonate not just with the Muslim community, not just with minority communities, but with everyone. It already has. So I'm overjoyed about that. 3 weeks in, we're already getting some impact. I have no doubt these two ladies are going to be famous by the end of this project. I think we're on our way. My job really comes in with the editing and the expertise. So I'm happy to help these ladies because their message is important. What they're trying to do, this grant, the initiative, and the impact that it has is very, very important. Step by step, slowly but surely, we're getting there, and I'm excited.